Bible represented as fiction.
The apostles, personated by lying spirits, are made to contradict what they wrote when on earth.
Satan is making the world believe that the Bible is fiction, a book suited to the infancy of the race, but now to be regarded as obsolete. The book that is to judge him and his followers he puts in the shade, the savior of the world he makes to be no more than a common man. And believers in spiritual manifestations try to make it appear that there is nothing miraculous in our Savior's life. Their own miracles, they declare, far exceed the works of Christ. Spiritualism is now assuming a Christian guise. But its teachings cannot be denied or hidden. In its present form, it is a more dangerous, more subtle, deception. It now professes to accept Christ and the Bible. But the Bible is interpreted in a manner pleasing to the unrenewed heart. Love is dwelt upon as the chief attribute of God, but is degraded to a weak sentimentalism. God's denunciations of sin, the requirements of His holy law, are kept out of sight. Fables lead men to reject the Bible as the foundation of their faith. Christ is as verily denied as before, but the deception is not discerned. Few have a just conception of the deceptive power of spiritualism. Many tamper with it merely to gratify curiosity. They would be filled with horror at the thought of yielding to the Spirit's control. But they venture on forbidden ground, and the destroyer exercises his power on them against their will. Let them once be induced to submit their minds to his direction, and he holds them captive. Nothing but the power of God, in answer to earnest prayer, can deliver these souls. All who willfully cherish known sin are inviting the temptations of Satan. They separate themselves from God and the watch care of his angels, and are without defense. When they shall say unto you, "Seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and that mutter," should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. If men had been willing to receive the truth concerning the nature of man and the state of the dead, they would see in spiritualism Satan's power and lying wonders. But multitudes close their eyes to the light, and Satan weaves his snares about them. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, therefore God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Those who oppose spiritualism assail Satan and his angels. Satan will not yield one inch of ground except as driven back by heavenly messengers. He can quote scripture and will pervert its teachings. Those who would stand in this time of peril must understand for themselves the testimony of the scriptures. Spirits of devils personating relatives or friends will appeal to our tender sympathies and will work miracles. We must withstand them with the Bible truth that the dead know not anything and that they who thus appear are the spirits of devils. All whose faith is not established on the Word of God will be deceived and overcome. Satan works with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and his deceptions will increase. But those who seek a knowledge of the truth and purify their souls through obedience will find in the God of truth a sure defense. The Savior would sooner send every angel out of heaven to protect his people than leave one soul that trusts in him to be overcome by Satan. Those who comfort themselves with the assurance that there is no punishment for the sinner, who renounce the truths which heaven has provided as a defense for the day of trouble, will accept the lies offered by Satan, the delusive pretensions of spiritualism. Scoffers hold up to ridicule the declarations of Scripture concerning the plan of salvation and the retribution to be visited upon the rejecters of truth. They affect great pity for minds so narrow, weak, and superstitious as to obey the requirements of God's law. So fully have they yielded to the tempter, so closely are they united with him and imbued with his spirit, that they have no inclination to break away from his snare. The foundation of Satan's work was laid by the assurance given to Eve in Eden, "Ye shall not surely die. In the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil."
His masterpiece of deception will be reached in the last remnant of time. Says the prophet, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs, they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Except those who are kept by the power of God through faith in His word, the whole world will be swept into the ranks of this delusion. The people are fast being lulled to a fatal security, to be awakened only by the outpouring of the wrath of God.